most dudes would not leave their woman if their woman got fat. But there are some dudes out there that would leave their woman if their woman got fat.
Oh, there's tons of dudes
and
out there.
So I want to hear from those dudes. Would you leave your woman if she got fat? Maybe you don't leave her, but you cheat on her.
Nard calling.
He's asking for Nard to call in.
I was low-key trying to do it. That way nobody else heard me, only Nard.
That is true.
Yeah.
That's very true. All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick, and I'll play this audio. A chick asks her husband if he would divorce her if she got fat. And this is a shock answer. And
babe, would you divorce me if I got fat?
You are fat, Mom.
That's heartbreaking.
The kid comes out of nowhere from the bleachers, from the top rope with the you are fat, Mom.
That doesn't even get a chance.
Babe, would you divorce me if I got fat?
You are fat, Mom.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn!
The kid from the top rope with the elbow drop.
But basically what the kid said right there was, obviously dad loves you, Mom.
Yeah.
Because you are fat and he hasn't left you.
He hasn't left you, Mom. Yeah. He's right
here. So it's kind of sweet.
Now, he did have shoes and a jacket and a hat. Like, he looked like he was ready to leave.
Okay. Well, maybe he's going to work.
Could have been.
Yeah. Babe, would you divorce me if I got fat?
You are fat, Mom.
Oh. Let's see. Let's go to... Thomas or Tomas.
Tomas.
What's up, buddy? Would you leave your woman?
Yeah, I'm not ashamed at all to say I would absolutely be my wife if she got fat. Like, I didn't marry a cow, guys. She's hot. Like, I love her. But I also love the fact that she's so hot. Like, that's part of what I love.
But, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. You're attracted to your woman, and you know what I mean? She was bringing something to that relationship that made you super attracted to her. You know that the human body changes as we get older. That's just a part of it.
Yeah, and it really is.
Hopefully, you know what I mean? Yeah, obviously it's the initial attraction and everything, but then, you know, usually guys get to know what's inside the woman, and then he decides, that he's going to marry her because, you know, she's got good qualities, a good heart. She's a good person. She cares about other people. She's nice to her parents. You know what I mean? She's got good qualities. She's going to be a good mother. Okay. She's not a crazy person.
You know, if I gained a bunch of weight, you know, she wouldn't like that either. So it goes both ways. And I'm talking about, like, the sexual aspect of my attraction to her, you know? Like, we have an agreement. She had a baby, and she gained some weight, but, like, we agreed. She got pregnant, you know? She had to lose it.
All right, so that was part of the agreement.
When you say she had a baby, are we talking about she had your baby?
Yeah, she had my baby.
All right, and so
that's
you
way
had
different than, hey, she had a baby.
You had an agreement. Hey, I'll give you a baby, but you can't get fat.
Damn.
Damn nothing. Like, come on now. Like, I want my wife to stay hot. Keep it tight. As she gained weight, I was less attracted to her, and she totally agreed with me, guys.
Well, hang on. Let's see what other people have to say. Let's go to Logan and Corpus. Yes, Logan, what do you think of Tomas?
Douche.
Douche, okay.
Douche.
Giant douche.
That's it. Douche.
Okay, all right, thank you.
That's too bad.
Let's go to Alana. Do you agree with Thomas?
I hate to say it because he sounds like such a douche, but I do agree. I feel like you should be able to tell who you're with, stuff like that.
If your man gained some weight, would you be like, hey, Tubby, let's work on that?
Yeah, I mean, I would give a little bit more grace period than this douchebag.
Thomas, you're being attacked. Yeah. Nobody agrees with you. They're
See, I
all
thought
saying,
Thomas came off pretty good.
Everybody's saying you're a douche, but this is something that you and your woman agree on.
Look, man, I have a hot wife. All these fatties calling in, all upset about this, like maybe they should look in the mirror before they call in a show and call some dude a douche.
What's up, Becky?
Hey, I just want to say that he needs to look up the word narcissist.
All right, but what if his wife is a narcissist also, and then they're both narcissists?
Is that like for a really fit person?
Oh, what's up, Dirt? Galveston, what's up, Dirt?
What's up, man? What's up? Hey, I just wanted to comment on that guy that said, he said that he likes to, you know, not like somewhat keep each other in check with his girlfriend's weight. I totally agree with him.
Yeah, okay, so totally finally somebody on Tomas's side.
Right. Well, here's the thing is, you know, and I think Derek said it wrong a while ago whenever he said that, you know, if your girl gains some weight, she gets a big attitude and it ruins the relationship. That's not true.
That's what Bill said.
Yes, no, I remember Derek saying
that. That's what Bill said.
Derek said that there's nothing.
You sons of bitches.
The thing that's uglier than fat is an ugly-ass attitude is what Derek said.
I didn't say that. Billy said that.
No, Dirt heard you.
Oh. Dirt didn't. That's not what I say.
I'm with you, Dirt.
Whatever, Dirt. Go ahead.
That was a rude thing to say.
No, but anyway, look. Here's the thing is, if she gets an attitude about her weight, then that's going to tell you that she kind of has the want to get rid of that weight.
Yeah.
If she gets comfortable with it and just all happy-go-lucky, then you're up, you're up the creek, dude, because she doesn't care anymore. She's just going
to
keep getting bigger.
So you want her to get the toot. As Derek was saying, you know, they're real tough to be around when they're all crabby and stuff.
I didn't say that.
All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Thanks, yeah. Tomas.
Thanks to all our fitness gurus out there.